It's Wednesday, August 18th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The continuing shift in the return to work involves vaccine mandates, and a tech mistake in data management exposes Afghan risk. This is the Business of Tech. The shift in the so-called return to work has made a number of headlines this week. Live Nation will require performers and attendees to be vaccinated in states where that's allowed, starting for October 4th. There's data from the Lollapalooza Music Festival, too. After requiring vaccination or a negative COVID test, Chicago health officials have said the event was not a super spreader, and just 0.05% of concertgoers contracted the virus. The Consumer Electronics Show has announced it will require vaccinations as well for the event, or proof of a positive antibody test. The event will include a digital component as well. Gartner Events has indicated their October event will be all virtual, canceling the in-person event planned. Amazon Web Services has canceled their Reinforce event, which was scheduled for August 24th to 25th, and replaced it with a free virtual event. Indeed is reporting that job postings requiring vaccination has jumped 90% in the last month. That's not just restaurants and shops. It's software, marketing, and sales, too. That said, Protocol profiles three companies who have not moved with a mandate, one achieving nearly 90% vaccination rate within the office staff in collecting proof of vaccination. In tech services ideas, OpenTable is adding a verified for entry option. This allows restaurants to share verification information on a diner across the network and reduce the number of checks on an individual. Now, why do we care? There's certainly a story here about businesses acting more like governments that's becoming a theme during the pandemic. As a reminder, in the US, it is legal to require vaccination for employment. There are two angles here. First, every business is going to need to make their decision on how to balance the risks. Both local conditions and attitudes will vary, just as individual business cultures do. There isn't a single answer here. Second, there is opportunity for providers in this space. Besides your own business, there are data management opportunities for how this reporting is done and how the data is collected. OpenTable's solution is specific to that industry, and there are a number of solutions appearing in the market. The services opportunity is advising customers and managing the data. And we'll see in the next story the complexity. IT providers are going to recognize that the pandemic isn't over and plan accordingly. This isn't an international general politics and news show, so I hadn't covered Afghanistan. That said, The Intercept is reporting on the loss of U.S. military biometrics devices, quoting the piece. The devices, known as HIIDE, for Handheld Interagency Identity Detection Equipment, were seized last week during the Taliban's offensive, according to a Joint Special Operations Command official and three former U.S. military personnel, all of whom worried that sensitive data they contain could be used by the Taliban. HIDE devices contain identifying biometric data such as iris scans and fingerprints, as well as biographical information, and are used to access large centralized databases. It's unclear how much of the U.S. military's biometric database on the Afghan population has been compromised. Why do we care? This is an example of not thinking about what happens with data when something goes wrong. This is clearly a security measure used to track identity. One can understand how the decisions were made to use the technology to check identity. And what wasn't considered was what would happen if things went wrong. Tying this into the previous story as the example, the opportunity here for providers is to ensure that the downsides are considered. That's data management. Think you know PC-Matic? Think again. PC-Matic is working with MSPs to deliver true zero-trust, default-deny endpoint security.
allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. A lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. Layering a default deny approach provides MSPs of all sizes the ability to focus again on prevention, and PCmatic delivers this without impacting performance or efficiency. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP and ask about their exclusive lead sharing program backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Thanks for listening. Nothing else to report. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.